Well, we welcome you in the Saviour's name. We trust that at least this broadcast is going forward. I don't know about sermon audio. It's not playing ball tonight or YouTube. And so we have this here one. We hope that it's working. And we trust that you're able to hear all that will happen in this service. We're glad that our brother Robert has come to be here tonight. He has been busy, even though he's been in lockdown like us all. He's been busy doing the work of an evangelist, a child evangelist. And our brother's going to come now. He's going to speak to us. He's going to take the pulpit here. And he's going to speak to us and bring the deputation and a word from the Lord. Thank you, Brother Robert. Thank you.
Well, good evening, everyone. It's a real joy to be in your building, though you're at home. And we trust as we speak tonight and as we bring this deputation that the Lord will really bless your hearts. We have very good memories of the congregation here in Port Glenone. And I want to first of all thank your minister for going the extra mile. He has booked me and then rebooked me, and he's done all that he can to give us this opportunity to tell you of the work and what the Lord is doing in the work amongst the boys and girls. There are many individuals within this congregation whom we're very thankful for. They have been so good to us. They have prayed for us. They've supported us. They've gone beyond measure over this last 10 years just to encourage us in the things of the Lord. And we want to thank you personally tonight for doing these things. They really are an encouragement to our hearts. Now tonight, by way of deputation meeting, we want just to share a few thoughts with you from 2 Kings. And then we're going to go straight into the report that we have. And at the very end, we want to bring a little 5-minute PowerPoint, just again detailing and showing you what is happening in the work. And what has happened, I suppose, really focusing in on the last 18 months or so and what the Lord has been doing. We're always very aware in deputation meetings that the language that we have to use involves I this and me that and I the other thing. But I trust that very quickly, very early on tonight, that if you see anything of spiritual increase, of eternal value, of the Lord working in hearts and souls, remember, we're giving a report tonight of what the Lord is doing. Not what I'm doing, not what FPC Kids is doing, not what the denomination is doing, not what the mission board missionaries are doing. We're reporting what the Lord is doing. And I trust tonight that your hearts will be thrilled, and you'll, in your home place, just have that great peace in your heart that the Lord has not forgotten us, that he is in control, and that there is a work to do, and there is a bride being prepared that will be beautiful as she enters into glory by her Saviour's side. We want to read 2 Kings, and we want to read just a little tiny passage in 2 Kings chapter 4, and it's simply verse 38 through to 41. So 2 Kings, chapter 4, beginning at verse 38. And Elisha came again to Gilgal, and there was a dearth in the land, and the sons of the prophets were sitting before him. And he said unto his servant, Set on the great pot, and seethe pottage for the sons of the prophets. And one went out into the field to gather herbs, and found a wild vine, and gathered thereof wild gourds his lap full, and came and shred them into the pot of pottage, for they knew them not. So they poured out for the men to eat, and it came to pass, as they were eating of the pottage, that they cried out and said, O thou man of God, there is death in the pot. And they could not eat thereof. But he said, Then bring meal. And he cast it into the pot, and he said, Pour out for the people, that they may eat. And there was no harm in the pot. We'll just end our reading at verse 41. And we do trust that even as we have read these verses to you over the internet, that there will be a blessing to your heart. Let's have a little word of prayer. I covet your prayers for this meeting tonight. We ask that you remember us. I would far rather, if I was speaking out into the internet to boys and girls. I can picture you there. But we trust that one or two maybe will be sitting beside mummy and daddy tonight, even as we give this report and share these few verses with you. So let's have a little word of prayer together. Our gracious God and Heavenly Father, we just want to thank thee once again for the health and strength and the opportunity, O Lord, to look at thy word, to consider it. And we pray, O Lord, tonight that it will be a blessing to our hearts. O Lord, we know that that blessing only comes when we are in our right way with thee. From the one that would be in the pulpit to the one that would be at home or wherever they would be tonight, that thou, O Lord, would speak to our hearts. Thou would challenge us, O Lord, of our need to be clean vessels before thee. And to that end, we would ask, O Lord, afresh for cleansing. That, O Lord, the Spirit of God then would be able to abide fully within us. That there, Lord, would be no hindrance or barrier. That we would know the fullness and the infilling of the Spirit of God. Help from on high. This is, O Lord, what we ask of tonight. We pray, Lord, for individuals that are tuned in. The needs are great, far beyond, Lord, our gift. And we ask, O Lord, tonight that as we would speak, that thou would bring peace and solace and comfort and edifying and praise and joy to the saints. Challenge those who are out of Christ. And Lord, work on and move on, we pray. For we ask it all in our Saviour's dear, precious and wonderful name. Amen. You know, by way of introduction, I want to say tonight that much of the food that we eat is not really good for us. And that's last while I have been on a slight diet, because with these lockdowns, there tends to be a little bit of too much eating and very little exercise, and laziness can set in. But you know that statistics reveal, by the time a little child is 3 years old, 80% of them can recognize that big yellow M along the roadside of the McDonald's logo. And then, of course, there's a crying match to get in. And I know now with the lockdowns, there's a little slight curtailment, and that makes it easier on parents, but still there is that demand. And then you're probably aware that a can of Coca-Cola or any sort of soft drink like that can have upwards of 10 spoonfuls of sugar in it. But perhaps you don't know that because of the lack of wholesome ingredients, such soft drinks reveal themselves to be the cheap part and the can to be the expensive part of their production. And then coming just behind Switzerland and Germany, the United Kingdom per head of capita, we are the third biggest consumer of chocolate in the whole world, with each of us eating over a stone of the stuff every year. So it's not just me, we're all at it. Now that brings on things like diabetes and heart attack and stroke and a string of other food-related illnesses. And that sort of thing has alerted us as a nation to sit up, to wise up, to begin to consider doing things about our eating habits. Better nutrition, a balanced diet, knowing how and being able to eat properly are all very important. And they're all there for our overall health and well-being. And these things are backed by the authorities. Yet, however, whenever it comes to the spiritual realm, making sure that each of us are fed on the finest of the wheat, making sure that the condition of the sin-sick heart is not only met but dealt with, suddenly very few seem to be interested. And God's word, the very bread of life, has been cast aside for that which is harmful and poisonous. And very few voices of opposition are raised. Very few big demands are made with these spiritual needs. And this is the dilemma that we face today. For what each new generation of children is being fed on is just like the content of this pot of soup that we read off here in 2 Kings chapter 4. We're told that wild gourds from the field have been brought in not to supplement, but to spoil the recipe. Now the field here, as it is in other places in the Bible, is a picture of this world. And if that is the case, then the wild gourds that are mentioned also are the attractions and the distractions and the sins of this world. And you'll notice from the reading that the lad who went out into the field was able to fill his lap full. There was plenty and he could go back for more. No shortage of worldly entertainment, of sin and iniquity. And these are the things that so quickly take away. Take away from all that's wholesome and good and proper. Just as it was for the sons of the prophets, death is in the pot for our children today. You know, in Elisha's day, there was a remedy. And that remedy was the meal. And so it still is today. And this meal is none other than a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ or the Word of God. In fact, the two are the one and the same. And the meal is a substance that's ground into flour. And the flour is then taken and kneaded into a dough and it's placed into a fiery oven only to re-emerge as wholesome bread. And so it is with the Saviour. Oh, upon the cross was he not ground between the millstones of God's wrath? Well, we say that very often and it's a nice coin of phrase to say, but do we have any understanding of the depths of what happened? I certainly don't. And then passing through the fires, did he not suffer much for us? Truly, he was the bread of life. And thankfully, sweeter smelling by far than anything that would ever dare come out of a baker's oven. And did the sacrifice made there at Calvary for us, that suffering was a sweet savour in the nostrils of our God. Hard to take it all in. You know, the Lord Jesus, you see, is the only remedy for all the trouble and all the sin that men and women, and indeed boys and girls, find themselves in today. Verse 41 of our reading says, bring the meal, bring the meal, cast it into the pot. And this is just simply what we try to do day by day. This is why in the past we've endeavoured to go around the schools, to do our meetings, have our holiday Bible clubs. We're just casting the meal into the pot. And in the current situation, we're doing it all online. But it's still the same thing. We're bringing the meal and we're casting it into the pot. We're there just to present Christ in whatever way we can. Because he alone can rid the sinner of the poison and the filth of their sin. He alone can bring them, as our last part of the reading says, out of harm's way. He alone has the power to remove the awful threat of the death that is in the pot that hangs over them individually, one after the other. Indeed, that hangs over all who is yet outside the love and mercy and forgiveness of the Saviour. And so just with these few thoughts in mind from this wonderful passage, I want to turn your thoughts to the work that we're endeavouring to do amongst the boys and girls. The work that we are engaged in under the mission board of our church, we have been conducting roughly now for probably just over about 10 years. And that work is split into two parts. There is the work that's done within the church and the work that's done away from the church. Within the church, there are the Sunday schools, the children's meetings, the children's day services, the youth fellowships, the camps away, the weekends away, the holiday Bible clubs in the summer, missions that we do, the tent missions, the prize giving, the parents' nights, all this sort of thing. That's the work that we do within the church. And of course, we cannot do it alone. And we thank God for so many of like precious faith, fellow helpers, fellow labourers, who give of their time to help us in these endeavours. And then away from the church environment, there is that work that would be done out in the community. The little community centres, the little halls, the school assemblies, those after-school activities, the scripture union, and the RE classes. And all this work, especially that which was done in the school, was bringing us into contact with upwards of about 12,000 children each year on a regular basis. But it all stopped, as you know, last year, during the very last week of March, with all the lockdown announcements. Now, from early March of last year, I could sense this was coming. Schools were beginning to ring me one after the other to cancel bookings. The diary which had everything in black writing, now had red axes cancelling out those bookings. And then, of course, that then carried on with regards to the bookings in the churches. They all had to be cancelled too. At that time, there were a lot of prize-giving nights all organised, already. Parents had been invited. Little trophies had been engraved. Prizes had been bought. And all those meetings were cancelled. Deputation meetings cancelled. Then the end of the summertime when the Children's Day services, all cancelled. Then into the summer holiday period, all the holiday Bible clubs and the children's missions and the tent missions, all cancelled. And everything that was planned for those 5 months from March right through, all came to a grinding halt. And as I went through my diary, I counted over 100 bookings that had to be cancelled. 100 opportunities of speaking, not just a handful, but on many occasions hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of boys and girls. And all those opportunities were suddenly taken away. And I didn't know why. And you know, for me to try tonight to throw some light on the issue, I would be making things darker and more confusing. During those early days in lockdown in March and April time, we did all that we could to try and keep in contact in a distant manner with all those children connected to our own local congregation. We did deliveries of little booklets and little treats. We did do deliveries of the prizes for our prize giving nights. And all these things many parents and the children were so thankful for. Very often we would wave at them through the window as they would wave back out again. Then we began, as best we could, to do little addresses on Sunday mornings to an empty room, to an empty church. And we were able to do about 30 weeks of those, and we've continued to do those even through later lockdowns. But all these things were very limited. But thank God for the vision of some, because around this same time, the end of March, a very special Zoom meeting was held to discuss how the children's workers of our denomination could continue on the work and do it online through the means of the internet. That Zoom meeting was chaired by Mr. Alistair Hamilton, connected with our mission board. Missionaries Christina Logan and Joyce Walsh and my wife's husband. And then later on, Catherine Keehan and Glenn Hamilton. They were very much in the technical and the photography and filming. And that Zoom meeting allowed us to air on Friday, the 27th of March, the very first of our Bible Corners in association with FPC Kids. I then got the second opportunity on Sunday, the 29th of March, and then the meetings just continued on Fridays and Sundays, and we were getting tremendous interest and viewing figures. Now, because of the very stringent lockdown measures at that time, all this filming had to be done from our own homes. I had a little room out the back, and poor Christina, she ended up doing a lot of her videoing from her own bedroom. And it was very difficult in those early days. We had a lot to contend with, a lot to learn, and the Lord was very gracious to us. And from that time to this, to date, we have recorded well over 60 half-hour broadcasts called the Little Bible Corner for the boys and girls. We then went on and we did a little five-minute section called The Wee Word on a Wednesday at noon. And for some, well, not really for some strange reason, but most of those little broadcasts ended up being outside broadcasts. And if you can think back to that period in last March, April, unlike the weather we're having at the minute, it was just wonderful. The weather was terrific, and so many of us decided to film outside. But there were many difficulties and many problems with doing that. I can remember the very first little outside broadcast I decided to do in my back garden. And my daughter did the filming, and we got all ready. And it should have taken 10 or maybe 15 minutes at the most, but it ended up taking most of the morning. Because we had only started a few seconds into it, And suddenly I could hear this thump, 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 thump. And as soon as we cut then to refilament, the thump, thump, thump started again. And what had happened was this. Obviously, some of our neighbours, they had been put on furlough. They had a fence that had been lying in bits over the winter, because where I live there's plenty of gales and gusts of wind. And he decided on the same morning to repair his fence while we were doing our outside broadcast. So I very graciously ran round and just asked him, would he be going in for his lunch soon or going in for a cup of tea? And he said yes, so I shot back round to get this filming done. And then unfortunately, our neighbour has a couple of little Jack Russells. I don't think they're Free Presbyterians, because we hadn't started any length of time till these little dogs took up a bit of barking. And we went round and they asked the neighbour, are you taking the dogs out for a walk any time this morning? He says, I'll take them out now. And so away he went with the dog. So we back round and tried to do this filming. And the next thing all I could hear was an ice cream van. And I thought to myself, what kind of lockdown is this? Now we had to let that one slide, because he wasn't doing ice cream. He was delivering groceries to those who were shut in. But these are the sorts of problems that we had to encounter. We then began to focus our thoughts on the schools. Because this little online ministry was going well for the boys and girls. We had done our Bible corners, and we continued to do those. We had done the little 5-minute wee words. And then in the summertime, we did 2 full holiday Bible clubs. And then we also did a winter's holiday Bible club. And all these things were going down well. Great response. And we really felt the Lord was moving in hearts. And we got God's seal of approval in these little broadcasts from the very first airing. When we heard of a little one in the Bangor area coming and trusting the Lord. And then another little one from up Anna Long Way trusting in the Lord. And we know there have been others. And then there have been unsaved parents who have contacted us and have said, these meetings just take me back to my childhood. Now, I'm not saved myself, but we're so glad that they're being aired and our little ones are watching. And we just, as we hear these words of commendation, we trust that the Lord will work on and speak on and deal with the hearts of these dear individuals. But we then began to focus on the schools, because the schools were then beginning to start back on and off and on and off, dear help them, in September. And we decided that our next target would be, we need to get some filming done for online assemblies. And we did put together a playlist of about 15 or 20 assemblies. We divided them into 2 groups, the Key Stage 1 and Key Stage 2. That made it easy for the schools as they went onto YouTube. They could just scan down, pick the age group that they needed. And we put these playlists up. And basically, whenever the children are in the classroom, they have the opportunity of having an assembly in the class, and they watch the little broadcast that we put out. And again, we've had some wonderful feedback. In fact, I was phoned one day by a relative, and he said, you know, I hear that you were the key speaker in Fermanagh and in South Down today, all in the one go. And that was tremendous, that there were 2 schools broadcasting simultaneously and picking up on our little school assemblies, our online meetings. Some of the schools have been so favourable with us that they've actually asked us for a specific subject matter to speak on. And again, it's been a real privilege to put that together for those particular schools. We just leave it with the Lord. Sometimes we just don't know what the outcome will be. But eternity will reveal that the Lord has been faithful to his word, not to us who are fumbling and mumbling and so weak and beggarly, but he's faithful to his word. And we trust that many boys and girls will be swept into the kingdom, because these broadcasts, once they're done, they're always there. They're accessible. And we would encourage you to tell others to go online and to find them and to watch them, even with their own children. Problems? Yes, there's been problems. We had to learn all about Facebook. I've had to learn all about things like Google Drive and Dropbox and WeTransfer and audio and filming qualities and are we on or are we off or are we going, iPhones and laptops and compatibility, copyright and the whole lot. And many a time our head was just buzzing. But the Lord solved the problems. The Lord stepped in whenever we were just unable. And we're able to have our studio now, and we're able to have lighting, professional lighting and a green screen, and we have a wonderful tech team. We want to commend Catherine and Glenn, who are all in the background, but these meetings couldn't have taken place without their great ability and skill. We have logos and theme tunes, and everything has just been put together so well. Was it worth it all? The answer is, of course, yes. Many new listeners, contacts made all over the world, many opportunities to speak to those in their need of the Saviour. Lovely to see boys and girls sending in little pictures of themselves being involved and wanting more and more of these little recordings. Do pray for this effort. And do pray, because we're longing for the day when we see them again, face to face, our churches open, our children in, and our work being done. There's nothing like that one-to-one. It's so much easier for those who are involved in the work. Speaking into a camera is not easy. We're not professionals, far from it. And this line of work, there needs to be feedback and interaction. And we do long for that day when the Lord will be gracious to us and allow our boys and girls to be back in under the sound of the gospel, that many souls will be saved. A generation will be spared and a great work will be done. I want to thank you so much for listening. We're going to nip down now. I did something earlier on. I switched off a computer and I hope I can switch it back on. We have a little PowerPoint. It's only 5 minutes long. And we trust as you watch this that as you see these pictures, you'll be thrilled and your heart will be challenged to pray for us, pray for this work, pray for our children, that we'll see great things done in the days that lie ahead. Thank you very much.